You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Ribbon. I'm Pam, and I have a very special guest tonight with me at a very special place.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you, Pam. Megan Collier here with you. I get to do this every year. I always look forward to our chats, and I look forward to seeing everybody coming out to pick up their packets, get excited for the race, get prepped for the race. But even more importantly, I love to hear the stories of why people race.
Yes, you know, we couldn't do what we do at the center without the support of these riders. So It is an exciting time, and we're very blessed to have good sponsors like Amarillo Surgical Group coming and sponsoring this podcast. So we want to thank them for helping us out.
The community is such a big supporter of this event every single year. Even if there's bad weather, the community always come out and support us again in the next year. So it's really special to see sponsors like Amarillo Surgical Group.
Yes, and we're not going to worry about the weather.
No, it's going to be beautiful this year, right?
Yes, let's talk to some of our riders. Welcome to the podcast, Byron. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Are you excited for this event?
Yes, and I'm hoping that it'll happen, that the rain will hold off until Monday.
Well, surely it will if we put it into the universe enough, right? What race are you riding?
12-hour solo.
12-hour solo. So how long have you been preparing for this race?
I ride all the time. Okay. I'm 68, so got to keep moving and stay off the couch.
That's incredible.
Megan, did you hear that?
Listen.
68?
Listen.
12 hours?
I can't imagine.
I can't do the heat during the day, so no. I just ride at nighttime.
So why do you ride?
I ride to stay healthy, stay fit. I am a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with cancer in 2015, so here it is. I'm almost to make the 10-year mark. Next year will be 10 years, so I don't want to become a couch potato, and my slogan is keep moving, so
there you
that's
go.
What I'm doing.
I love that. It's inspiring, I'm sure, to everybody on the route, too, you know?
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck this weekend, and we hope the weather cooperates.
It will. It'll be fine.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. How you guys doing today?
Good. Tell me your name.
My name's Bryce Garrett.
Bryce, okay.
I'm riding two-man unicycle team this year.
Okay, hang tight. Awesome. You ready? All right, Bryce, thanks for joining us. Thanks for chatting with us. We're excited about your particular, what do you call this, a mechanism for riding? Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, it's kind of an addiction, I guess.
Unicycle is
ma'am.
An addiction?
Yes, yeah. I know it's strange, but I guess, I don't know, it's kind of a lot like a bike. You know, you end up with too many of them. But I started riding as a kid and kind of refound my interest in it to get me through a lot of physical and mental struggles I had. Back in 2012, I was in a pretty serious motorcycle accident. I was actually told they were surprised I could even walk. So I left my calves paralyzed and my left arm mostly paralyzed, and they were able to get the arm working a lot better. But with that came a lot of mental struggles that I felt like I couldn't do a lot of the things I used to do. Riding a bike actually hurt pretty bad at the time. So I picked up the unicycle again, and it's been a whirlwind ever since. I've had a lot of fun doing it, and it was a great catalyst I needed to get me over a lot of mental struggles that I had.
So is there a special category for unicycles?
Yeah, Ryan actually made a category
no,
for me.
Really?
Yeah, so there's myself and Jordan Hunsaker on a two-man team, and then I've got another couple buddies, Greg Graham and Eric Schweitner. I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong. He'll punch me later. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So is that, like, competitive?
It's going to be competitive, but, we're there to help each other. It's all in good fun.
That sounds very intense and very hard.
I know. I didn't realize there was one two-man unicycle team, but not to mention two two-man unicycle teams in the region, huh?
Yeah. Maybe if we're lucky, a couple more unicycles might show up unexpected.
Oh my gosh, fingers crossed. Yeah. That would be a real time. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, sure.
Well, good luck this weekend and go have some fun.
Oh, I plan on it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us your name.
My name is Robert Hayes.
Robert. So, Robert, what brings you out?
I have a long history of people, friends and family who have been through the cancer thing, mm-hmm. including members who have survived and unfortunately those who have not. I've had sadly more that haven't survived than has, including my mother, my father and some others. Mm-hmm. You know, so I came out because I kind of support the cause. This is one of the few things, organizations ever that buy, excuse me for the expression, but this doesn't pay for a doctor's Bentley, though they deserve them. This pays for helping people directly in a very real way. You know, this is tangible help for people that need help. And I really believe in this. One of the few causes I really follow and believe in truly.
You know, I'm at the Survivorship Center and I see it every day, the impact that you riders do for our rider or for our survivors.
Yeah, all
so
these little white marks on my arm are skin cancers that have been taken off over the years. I think I've had either between 70 and 85 either cut out or burned out or isotoped over the years. So
you're a survivor as well.
Yeah, my skin cancers, I'm getting through them. Just 70 or so, it's a few.
So do you have your sunscreen for this weekend?
Sorry?
Do you have your sunscreen for this weekend?
I do. I wear a sunscreen and I wear this big ugly hat that goes, looks like a, they call it the brim. It's a 5-inch brim. It looks like a cowboy hat on top of my helmet.
That's awesome. So what are you going to be riding this weekend?
I'm going to be riding 12-hour mixed team with my wife. And she rides with me.
That's nice of you.
Oh, she's great. Are you kidding? She's faster than I am. No, she's a very competent rider. She's a good rider. We ride together. This became our couples thing that we do. It's couples therapy, and it's also our couples time together.
That's awesome.
I love that. I love that. Well, best of luck.
Sure. And thank you all guys for being out.
Yes, and make sure you wear that sunscreen.
What's that?
Make sure you wear that sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, 100 all the time.
There
Be
you
very
go.
Blessed. Thank you.
Chuck, welcome back to the podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Yeah. So what year does this make?
What year are we in?
I believe we're 19, if I'm correct.
Well, then it's 19 because we were there from day one.
Day
Can you
one.
Believe 19 years for this race? This is crazy. That's a long time.
I know it.
And you've been there from the beginning. What does it mean to you, and why do you want to participate?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, as we discussed before, the race this year on June 2nd will be the 22nd anniversary of the passing of our daughter. So that's one of the reasons. You know, obviously we're very involved in any cancer function. But the other reason is just to support the riders, have a good time. Like I said, we've done it 19 years. We'll see how long it goes.
Yeah. So, Chuck, what do you ride?
Well, this year I'm entered in the 6-hour solo man. I don't know if I'm going to get to ride with this vertigo or not. My walking is getting better, but the riding, I don't know. We'll see. When it comes 6 hours, if I can get on the bike, I'll go.
Hey, I'm impressed you just signed up for 6 hours.
Well, 2 years ago, I signed up for 24 hours.
I mean, that makes me tired just saying it, Chuck.
Over 80.
Over 80.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you, though.
Not many people as crazy as I am.
Well, we appreciate you coming out and supporting us. And we also appreciate our sponsor, Amarillo Surgical Group, for making this podcast happen.
Absolutely. We enjoy, try to enjoy all the sponsors to cover as many as we can.
Okay. Ride
Thank
hard,
you.
Buddy.
Be careful.
I appreciate the time. Y'all have fun. We'll see you at the race.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Dwight, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. There's a lot of people in here, and most of them are my friends.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how everybody knows each other in this group, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's a very large group of people, and they come from so many different places, but everybody seems to know each other.
Yeah, it's actually one of the... I mean, you're asking, why do you ride? I mean, the friends, the people.
Yeah.
And you meet them, you catch them in a small town in Texas or New Mexico. You meet some of the most amazing, interesting, motivated people.
Yeah.
So what are you riding this weekend?
What am I riding?
Yes.
So I kind of take a little different approach for 24-hour. I'm a very competitive person, mm-hmm. but I'm also a very social person.
Yeah.
And so 24 hour is such a three-ring circus, right? And so I'm like, I want to be everywhere all at once. Well, if I commit myself to competition, then I'm stuck.
Okay? Right.
And so I can't do that. And maybe I will at some point. But anyway, so I decide that, well, I'm going to just ride when I want to, ride when I can, but then I can also be where I want to be.
There you go.
Megan, that sounds like
that sounds more my speed, my friend. Yeah,
I call it freestyle, so I'm just going to freestyle.
Let's start a new freestyle category. We'll talk to Ryan about that.
My wife and my son are coming down this time, which is a little bit different. And so I kind of want to be there for some of what they want to have or what they want to do. And watching out for him, you know, he needs to stay hydrated. You ever seen that show, California Raisins?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was a great show. You miss on Noah. This is Richard Douglas.
I have a hydration problem.
You do?
Problem.
Yeah, he...
So anybody rides with me, you tell...
You got to tell Richard that he needs to drink water.
Oh, just water.
Oil. Hydration type.
It is important.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you just completely dry out, you know?
It sounds like it's going to be a fun and exciting weekend for you. Thank you for coming out and supporting our Survivorship Center.
Oh, you bet.
Go have some fun.
Yeah. Ride hard or not.
Yeah.
Or freestyle.
I'm going to freestyle hard.
Freestyle.
While I ride.
All right, Richard, welcome to the podcast. Tell us why you're here today, why you ride.
First of all, I've been doing this maybe 8 or 9 years, and I just love seeing everybody riding with everybody. The mountain biking community in the Texas Panhandle is just phenomenal. And also, I like supporting the Cancer Survivorship Center. I lost my mom a long time ago to cancer, my sister just recently, and anything I can do to help cancer survivors. And, you know, I like the exercise, I like the fitness. I love when we do the mass start and there's the cancer survivors there. That is just, it just makes my heart full when you see that.
It's so special.
It's my favorite weekend of the year.
That's awesome. You know, I know we're going to have a big group of survivors out there this year, and they're all looking forward to supporting you, to thank you for what you do for our Survivorship Center.
And Dwight was not kidding. I don't get thirsty, so anybody sees me on the trail, what do you tell me to do?
Have some water.
Have some water, Richard. So everybody, that's your job.
Everybody has to. It takes a village, right, Richard?
Yes.
It does. Well, thanks for participating.
All righty. Y'all have
a
great evening. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Susan, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Excited to be here and get started.
I know. Can you believe it's already that time?
No.
So tell us, why do you ride?
I have ridden for many, many, many years, and I ride because I had family members that had cancer, and then we have lost them. And then the last few years, it's even right in our home. And then I lost a nephew just a few months ago with it. So I ride in honor of them.
It's something to actually do. You know,
it
you
is.
Feel like you can't fight it against is. Cancer. It feels too big, but this is something you can kind
of
do.
And
right?
The name of my team is Full of Hope.
Yeah.
So we always put signs out in memory of.
Yeah.
And then we have a little prayer list that we go through, because when you're riding around looking at the beautiful stars and the animals' eyes coming at you, we can watch and we can say our prayers for the families and whatever. So we love it. It's
so
just
beautiful.
Like a big slumber party for us.
Well, there you go. There
and
you go.
Susan, you also play a big part at the Survivorship Center.
I do.
So you get to see the impact that it makes on our survivors.
Exactly. And I've had 3 different people just today tell me, you know, next year, maybe I'll be where I can do that. And so that's our goal. You know, we're going to start walking, and then maybe by 2 or 3 more months, we can get on a bicycle. So it's exciting.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe and drink plenty of water.
Oh, we will. We've already got them all tanked up.
Oh, good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, tell us your name.
My name is Candace Moses.
Candace, why are you here? Why are you riding this year?
Well, I am riding. I ride with a group called the Warriors, and we are a ladies group that's been riding together for several years. Never thought I would be a cancer survivor, but I started this well before that happened, and I just continue to ride.
So tell us about your cancer journey.
Well, I found out in November of 21 and had breast cancer, and was through with treatment in about 6 months, and I am cancer-free right now.
Well, that is so exciting. What a reason to celebrate and get on a ride. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming out, supporting the cause. We hope that you have a great weekend and be safe.
All right. Thank you all.
Kristen, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
Hi, Pam. I'm great. It's good to see y'all. It's good to be here.
Yes. So what will you be riding this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going out for solo gear at MTB.
Okay. And why do you ride?
Well, I have seen everything that 24 Hours in the Canyon does and all the people that they serve. And I see people, you know, coming out of all the different programs that are provided, that you guys provide at no charge. And I couldn't imagine not being involved in this. It's the best.
Talk about some of those programs that really touch you.
I'll share something that I shared with Pam and Ryan a while back, but watching the people that come into 24 Hours in the Canyon and watching them participate in things like Funko, art class, the gratitude class, you get a feel for just inclusion, and everybody just loves on each other. It's just very sweet.
It's the community is incredible, right?
It is incredible.
It's interesting because their journeys are all different, right? But they are all similar in that everybody's gone through a cancer diagnosis, which is very unifying. It's terrifying, but also very unifying. You know?
Yeah, you're exactly right, because every single person will be touched by cancer, either directly or by someone in their family or a close friend at some point in their life. So.
And, you know, our cancer survivors benefit from you being there because you are one of our counselors and also one of our MAT trainers. So, you know, I know you can see it firsthand, the benefits that this money raised can do for our survivors. So thank you for
Absolutely.
All you do. Go have fun this
thank
weekend.
Thank you, Pam. I will. Thanks for all that y'all do.
Shirley, welcome to the podcast. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
Shirley's got energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she walks in and, like, people are looking. People are wanting to talk to you, Shirley. Everybody knows Shirley. So, yeah. Shirley, why do you ride?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I have done this ride for probably, I think this is my 14th year. 13 or 14. And so before, I have always ridden to raise money for awareness. That was even before I went to work at the Survivorship Center. And so I now have been diagnosed with bladder cancer. So it means something totally different to me this year than it ever has before. And finished my treatment, had it taken out, reversed those. And so now I'm riding. At first I was going to ride just for me, and I was going to have one sign just for me. And it's not about me. The more I've been involved in the Survivorship Center on this side of things, before I was always on the other side. So this year I even signed up for the send-off. So I'm real excited about that because I've always been on the other side, and now I get to send my team off. I have a 10 women non-competitive team this year, and it's going to just be fun.
There's a lot of women's teams that we've talked to already today. What's that? It's like a little sorority almost, you know? Like, there's so many groups of gals that are riding together.
You know, it's so fun to ride bikes to begin with, and I've been riding for a really long time. And the more you see a lot of these ladies, and we go to a lot of rides, and they are races, but I've not done racing for a while, and so we ride to have fun, we ride to have camaraderie, and as we get out there and just ride for our health, that's kind of why I put together a 10-person team. In fact, Ron even said I could have more if I wanted, so kind of like it. This year and next year I may do non-competitive again.
So I know you've done a lot of the different events over the years. Which one has been your favorite?
Events for the Survivorship Center or...
competitive, non-competitive, 6 hours, 12 hours. Brave the 24?
Yeah, I've never done that one, but I've done the 6 and the 12. And I really liked the 6. And the reason I liked it is I do have a lot of energy, and I like to help people. And so I have a lot of friends that I've been riding a long time. And so a lot of these people, I like to go out and help, get them started. And then I could have all day and then start it. either 6 a.m. or midnight. So the 6 hour was probably my favorite.
Well, I hope this year is an amazing year for you and you guys have a lot of fun out there and be safe.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. That's what I'm asking everybody to pray for is safety for all the riders.
That's right. Well, welcome to the podcast. Tell us your name.
My name is Clint Williams.
Okay, Clint. Why do you ride?
Because cancer has affected my family in many different ways. My grandmother died from lung cancer. My dad had colon cancer, and he overcame that. And then he got a really aggressive form of cancer and during the summer and fall of 2021 and passed away in November. And I had an aunt that passed away from cancer. So after losing everybody like that, I was like, I'm going to start trying to raise money for a good cause and help out people.
So what event will you be riding this weekend?
Unfortunately, I won't be able to ride. I broke my arm back in April.
So
I was kind of advised not to try anything. If I crash and re-break it, then not good.
You know, they have a category for those that want to support and don't want to ride. And if you ever are thinking about doing that, it's called the Ghost Rider. For $24, you can make a donation and you can support the cause. So, but we're thankful that you came out, and maybe next year you can be riding 24 hours.
That's my goal. I've ridden in it once. Last year it got rained out, and then this year I broke my arm. So.
Well, you know, we're glad you're here hanging out with everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you sharing your story. Well,
thank you.
Kat, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Pam?
I'm good. So why do you ride?
Honestly, this is my first year ever to ride, but I've been working for the Cancer Survivorship Center for what, like a decade almost?
Well, so what made you take the plunge and actually ride this year?
Miss Shirley.
Okay.
She was diagnosed this past year, and I know y'all just talked to her. But she said she was doing non-competitive, and she's doing it for fun to celebrate herself. And so I'm always down to celebrate someone.
Absolutely. So what's your goal for the weekend?
Oh, man. Well, to survive. I don't have any major goals. I just want to have fun. So whether that's riding 10 miles or 50 is like my max, but we'll just see how it goes.
Well, that's awesome. It's going to be fun. So, Kat, I know you work at the Survivorship Center. How can you see that the funds have impacted the survivors?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just the classes that, like, I've been able to help with have been, it's so fun. We were talking with my group just today, and they were talking about how they've noticed a difference in, I teach a strength training class, and they were talking about the difference they've seen in getting their strength back since going through their treatments. So to me, that's just like the ultimate. And then the counseling is so great. The support groups, they talk to me about the nutrition classes all the time and how much they love the recipes they're getting and just the support and camaraderie. They just love it.
And I know that they're all excited to come down to support all of our riders.
Yes. And so that's the best.
Yes. And we want to thank our sponsor for the podcast, Amarillo Surgical Group. We couldn't do this podcast without their support. So, Kat, I hope you have a great weekend. Your first year riding. Hopefully, you'll be back next year.
Yes.
Good
thank
luck.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the podcast, my good friend Caroline. What are you doing?
I am just here getting my swag bag, my goodies, my fundraising incentives.
What'd you raise? Did you do well?
Right now, I think I still have some donations coming in, but $1,150.
Get it, girl.
Ooh,
congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so
you.
Why are you riding and why are you raising money?
Okay, so before cancer really affected my life, my mom and my brother, they always had teams and they always did it. And I was like, okay, I got to get brave. Like, I have to do it. So last year was the first year I signed up to do it. However, rained out. Bummer. However, the funds still went to the amazing cause. Well, back in October, my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer. And so I, you know, unfortunately, you don't want to have to go do all of those things. But I was able to go to chemo with him. And I got to see some of the very cool stuff that 24 Hours in the Canyon provided. Like, there was a lady walking around giving hand massages, and she would introduce herself and say, this is for free to you. The funds were raised at this awesome race. And it was just cool because that was the first time, you know, in real life I got to see, you know, where the money went. So
it's like little things that make a big difference when somebody close to you has a cancer diagnosis too, right?
And, like, you know, and whenever they're sitting there getting chemo, it's boring.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully my dad slept most of the time. But, you know, it's just, it was so cool that people were just walking around, and who doesn't want a hand massage, you know?
Right. You know, Melanie does a great job. She is the massage therapist at the Cancer Survivorship Center. She is oncology trained, so that's even better. But, you know, people don't realize, like, the neuropathy that comes from the treatment and, you know, the tingling numbness. And so a hand massage is more than just a massage.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we couldn't do those things without the funds that you raised, so we really appreciate it. What event are you riding this weekend?
I am on a team. I am doing the 24-hour non-competitive team.
Stop.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
I will be taking naps, and I am very nervous, as I was telling Megan earlier. I'm very nervous, but I'm excited, and I think it's an amazing organization.
So. I'm so proud of you, and I'm grateful for your participation.
Thank you.
And I'm
happy
your dad's doing well.
Yes, absolutely.
Whenever you don't have that motivation, just think of those that are affected by the cancer, and maybe that'll push you a little bit harder for the weekend.
Absolutely. Well, so, thank y'all.
Thanks.
Great
talking to y'all. Victor, welcome to the podcast. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. So why do you ride?
Why do I ride? Well, first thing is I just love to ride. I've been riding my bike since I was 4 years old. And literally, I would ride, when I was growing up as a teenager, I would ride all over the city of El Paso. Mm-hmm. I would see the same car as I was driving. So I would see him at one intersection, and then 5 miles later, I'd see him at the other intersection. And people would be like, didn't we just see you over there?
Oh, how funny.
You know, and then so I moved to Lubbock in 97, and I went to the May Simmons Park to go ride. And it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
I wrote this, and I'm like, is this all? Really? But I lived in Durango, Colorado, and I lived in Albuquerque, where there's some huge mountains to climb.
In Lubbock.
There's nothing. It was like shocking. So then 5-6 years ago, a friend of mine invited me to come do the road course here at 24, and I'm at Parnell. And I'm like, this is cool. I didn't know this mountain biking out here. So I quickly went back and changed my tires on my bike and started riding, because I've always done it and always loved it. And then
so
I found
out. You're a road bike rider, and then you changed to a mountain bike rider because of 24 hours.
Because of 24 hours. But I was a mountain bike rider before I moved to Lubbock,
and then
I went to road. You know, and then I went back to mountain. So how bad of addiction is it? like 17 bikes.
Oh, my gosh. So which one do you choose to ride this weekend?
Well, we're a fat tire team.
Uh-huh.
So we ride fat tires.
I see.
Yeah.
Is that harder than the regular mountain bike?
It is. It's yes and no. It's harder because it requires more energy to move the bike because the tires are heavier. Yeah. So it takes more energy to move them. But as the bike rolls, you don't have to worry about as much traction because it's there.
Makes
and you
sense.
Don't worry about sliding because the traction's there. So you can kind of point the bike and it goes.
I see. So are you doing competitive?
We're doing competitive.
How many hours?
24.
Oh, my. The whole 24.
Oh, yes.
How many's on your team?
We have 6 on our team.
Okay. So you also have a Domino's shirt, and y'all are a sponsor for our event. And
yes.
And then also you're very generous to our survivors at this center.
Yes.
And I hear there's going to be pizza out there.
Yes. I need to talk to Parnell, but yes, we bring about 200 pizzas out Saturday night.
Like midnight, right?
Midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, for a nice midnight snack,
A midnight snack.
I like it. I like it.
So everybody, that's just my big thing is I love riding. I really do. And I love knowing that this 24 hours, this organization is for a really good cause. The other one that I do and I'm passionate about is St. Jude's.
Yeah.
But that's because of the Domino's thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but this is, other than that, this is the other one.
What I love about this is it's helping local people here
it's
in
exactly
the area.
It's exactly what I
you
preach.
Know?
You know?
And you get to see the people that you're helping by taking that fat tire bike out, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you get to see those people that you're impacting every time
that's
you,
true.
You go
that's
out.
True. And so I know that, I think Parnell just told me today that cause I know that we provide a meal for travelers to come in. So he just told me today that you guys were running low. or ran out. I'm not sure.
You know, those listening are survivors. We do financial assistance, and one of the things that they have to do is maybe stay for treatment, and so we give them a Domino's voucher so that they can have a nice meal, not just pizza.
Yes.
We hear you have other things, so you know, they're always gracious for the donation and the certificate. So, thank you.
And you're right, and that was actually something different because it was just the certificate was just pizza. And I thought, well, not everybody wants pizza. Yeah. So I had to actually challenge the boss and say, hey, we got to make it just a meal.
Yeah.
So they can get a salad if they want. And they're just not committed to just pizza. So we changed it and that's only for 24 hours that certificate is for.
And you make a difference in their lives. So thank you for what you do, not only riding bikes, but also at Domino's. We couldn't do what we do at the center without your support. So thank you.
I wish we could have this in Lubbock.
Well, it's unique to Amarillo, you know?
They can't
have everything, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they have a canyon.
I'll tell you what.
They'd have to build themselves a canyon.
Well, we can push them to come up to them right over here.
There you go. Bring them down.
Yeah, so. Well, go have fun, be safe, and we'll look forward to midnight pizza.
Yes. Yep, we will be there. Hopefully we're still alive.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Megan, this has been a lot of fun. We've seen lots of people.
So many people out this year, for sure. And it's going to be great weather. And, you know, it's going to be wonderful to see everybody getting out and riding for such a great cause.
You know, this is a community that comes together and supports those in need. And, you know, it's fun to watch the biking community. It's like a little cult in themselves. But, you know, we couldn't do what we do without their support. So we're very gracious for their support. And then we're also gracious for, we're thankful for Amarillo Surgical Group for supporting this podcast.
For sure. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to share their stories and why this is so important to them, because it does inspire others to do it. Maybe not this year, but for next year, for sure, and the year after.
I mean, heck, who knows? We might be a unicycle team.
I mean, we're not going to. I mean,
let's be real.
We've established. So we're more the freestyling team, you know,
we could be
not
the
unicycle. But, you know, there's a spot for everybody at 24 Hours in the Canyon. So that's what's so cool about it.
Absolutely. You know, and it's more than just a biking event.
Sure.
It's really about the cause. And so for you listeners, we are very grateful for your support. And we hope to see you out there. And
absolutely.
Again, next year.
Absolutely.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported 24 Hours in the Canyon and the Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website, 24survivorship.org.